Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Why Aaron Judge may stay in New York, but with the Mets. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. As we head into a historical Major League Baseball playoff with six teams from each league contending for World Series spots, the Yankees remain the biggest story of them all, and it's all about their biggest name and body and what he'll do when his record season is over. The Yankees are in a serious conundrum. Aaron Judge, whose 62 home runs is the most ever in the American League, gambled on himself by not signing a contract extension before the season. What happened around him raises the question more than ever. If the Yankees pay him in excess of $300 million, they may not have enough money left to rebuild a lineup that, without Judge, is mediocre at best. On July 8th, the Yanks had a 15.5-game lead in the AL East. Since then, they have gone 38-38 and held on to win the division title with the second-worst record, better than only really bad Boston. Judge has hit .345 over that stretch while chasing Roger Maris's record, while the rest of the team has slumped to a .231 average, 14 points worse than the overall league batting average, despite playing an extra-hit-happy Yankee Stadium. The names next to Judge are has-beens, never-will-bes, and streak hitters like Giancarlo Stanton. It may cost another $300 mil to give Judge some help next season. It is blasphemy to say this, but the crosstown rival Mets are a better fit for Judge, surrounded by a stronger lineup and a far superior pitching staff. Judge has said he would like to stay in New York, but that may include sliding from the Yankees' pinstripes into the Nets' pinstripes. Even if the Yanks paid Judge the largest contract in history, without more help, they may not be favored in the division next season. With how the Blue Jays came on down the stretch and the Rays always seem to be around, not to mention the resurgence of the Orioles, and how Boston has made a habit of going from worst to first in recent years. Should Judge not sign with the Yankees, and there is no guarantee he will, fans will blame team management more than number 99 for letting the rest of the roster fall into disarray. And players don't show loyalty they once did to the almighty dollar, because it is mightier than ever. The Yankees are in a pickle, and a quick exit from the playoffs may make it clear to Judge that he has to go somewhere else to get paid and keep winning. This is Archansky. See ya.